The Women's Pro Baseball League is nearing the end of its first ever season. Teams representing four East and West Coast cities have been playing in Illinois' state capital. But does the new league have what it takes to keep going in the future? Experts say yes, if people are willing to be patient. Ben Singsong has more.
Since August 1st, the Women's Pro Baseball League has been playing its inaugural season in Springfield. It's the fifth league of its kind in U.S. history. Its players hope there isn't a sixth.
We want to make this thing last forever and ever.
Ashton Lansdell, captain of the L.A. Queens.
We want this to become the MLB of women's baseball.
But just how likely is that? Across the history of professional sports, leagues have come and gone in every game conceivable. Setting one up is no guarantee of its continued existence. Before the WPBL got started, the previous U.S. Women's Baseball League folded 12 games into its second season. So, what does a nascent league like the WPBL need in order to succeed? According to Nola Aga, sports management professor at the University of San Francisco, it needs two things. The first is investors willing to support it in the long term. She says that it can take upwards of a decade for a league to find its footing, and its owners need to be patient in the meantime.
It takes more than a year to make a fan base. In fact, it takes sometimes an entire generation to make a really strong fan base. So the success of any startup league is you need owners that are committed for the long term.
The second thing that a new league needs is a dedicated fan base. Aga says this can be cultivated by tapping into a pre-existing desire for a given sport in a particular location.
If women's baseball is located in a hotbed of baseball interest in Springfield, Illinois, then you're on the right step forward to get this positive feedback loop going, to build on interests that might already be there.
In order to build that fan base, though, people need to be aware of a league's existence. Sports economist and Southern Utah University economics professor David Barry says a new league needs media coverage in order to reach people unable to attend the games in person. The Women's Professional Basketball League, the WNBA, has recently grabbed more fans with a new TV contract. That league has been around for 30 years.
There has to be a way for a large number of people to sample the product without actually going to the game.
In the U.S., the WPBL is streamed on ESPN. Outside of the country, games are available to watch on YouTube. Barry says leagues now considered mainstays of sports culture, such as the NBA and the NFL, didn't become what they are today until they began broadcasting on TV.
It really appears to be the coverage happens first and then the fans follow. It doesn't seem like it goes the other way around. It's not the fans are saying, you need to put this on television. That's not really what seems to be happening.
So what advantages does the WPBL have in this respect? Well, a movie certainly helps. References to the 1992 film A League of Their Own and its famous assertion that
there's no crying in baseball!
Were inescapable in the run-up to and during the league's opening weekend. Barry says this helped the league familiarize itself with audience members.
So there's a history, so that makes for a compelling storyline, and they took advantage of that in the opening, that they're, hey, you actually saw this. You've seen this in a movie, and they took advantage of that.
But Aga says the WPBL has to contend with the numerous other things competing for people's attention in 2026. She says that the biggest challenge that any startup league faces is getting people to put their devices down in the streaming age.
We see bowling alleys going out of business. We see movie theaters going out of business. So getting people to leave their homes and come to any entertainment venue is a challenge for anyone in live sport right now.
So let's go back to that original question. Does the WPBL have what it takes to keep going? Barry says yes, so long as investors don't give up too quickly on the league, something that happens fairly frequently in women's sports. That success, however, hinges on its ability to get people familiarized with the sport by getting it in front of as many eyeballs as possible.
You got to get it so that the people who are not at the game can actually participate. And then when they start to participate and they start to see it, and they start to get excited about it, then they go to the game too, because they're like, hey, I want to go see this.
I'm Ben Singson.
The next Women's Pro Baseball League matchup is tomorrow evening when Los Angeles plays Boston. Game time is 6:30 p.m. at Springfield's Robin Roberts Stadium.